Well, what would you do if you were out paddling around or swimming, just having some fun in the waters around Metro Vancouver, White Rock, say, and what would you do if you saw a shark? Well, that is what happened to our next guest. And joining me now to talk about the encounter is Shannon Sayers. And Shannon, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Well, this is quite the story. I guess I should say that the shark was not alive, but still very scary, a scary few moments. Take us back to this day. You were out paddling around. How did things unfold?
Well, it was a little bit choppy that day. And so I thought, oh, maybe I'll just head out towards the pier from East Beach. So I went out there for about a good hour, and then I started to head back. And then all of a sudden, I was the only one out there. And I look over, and I see something floating. And I thought, oh, wow, the reflection of the sun with the choppiness. I thought, oh, maybe it's a seal. So it was bobbing up and down, and it was quite big. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go over and see it. So as soon as I started to get up closer, I kind of stopped and I was like, what the heck? That's not a seal. And then I got up a little bit closer because I was getting kind of scared. And I thought, oh, my God, like, what the heck is that? And I didn't know if it was just, you know, going to come to life or whatever, or if it was dead. But the closer I got, I could see, oh, my God, it is dead. I'm okay. But the first few, I would say, God, at least like 30 seconds of coming up to it, you're all like, oh, like kind of freaking out, right? So I almost fell off my board because I was trying to get some photos, and then I was kind of like shaking a little bit. And so I took a few photos. But it was something because I've never seen a shark in my 53 years in White Rock, so, or ever heard of it. So,
wow. And so it must have been a bit of a relief when you realized it was dead, but still concerning.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And it was quite a good size, too. I was like, wow, after I really kind of, it was hard to tell in the photos that I took, but it was a really good size. And I think they were saying it was it the conservation officers? I think they said it was about 3 meters in the article that was written up about it.
3 meters. Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty big shark.
Yeah. I was expecting to maybe see like a little, like a fish or something, you know, not a shark here in White Rock. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's to do with climate and whatever. I'm not too sure. So,
yeah.
But
so
poor guy.
And were there any marks or anything on it that looked like it had been hit or anything that gave some clues as to maybe what killed it?
No, but there was like a little bit of like rotting or something on the middle of the body I could see. Like a little bit kind of like a little bit like rotting or something. So maybe, I don't know, it was hit or something, or, and then dragged, you know, the tide takes it in. I'm not too sure.
Well, the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, they've identified it as the blunt-nosed six-gill shark. And like you said, so about 3 meters long. I guess the shark can be found along the coast of BC with some other shark types, but I think it's quite rare, what DFO was saying. It's rare to see it at the surface, that they're usually quite deep in the waters. And like you said, so you've never seen anything like this before?
No, not at all. And I've actually, I've been here most of my life, White Rock, but when we moved back here about 9 years ago, I have been in the water, like, constantly with my two granddaughters, too. And so it's almost kind of a little bit, we're all kind of a bit nervous to go back into the water. I know it's a brain thing. We just have to get over it. But it's almost like you're scared to put your feet in any, you know, at deep water or something. I'm too scared now to put my feet and drag them in or something. Or even my granddaughters now, I'm going to be kind of just watching a little bit more.
Right, because even after this encounter and the shark was dead, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? Well, if there was one, maybe there are more?
Well, yeah, exactly, right? So you kind of have to go with your intuition for right now. Until I feel safer, then it'll be a bit of a different story right now. But I'm just kind of in shock still from it all.
Yeah, no, I think that's completely understandable, and a lot of people would be. I know there was another encounter, some scuba divers saw another shark of the same species, the blunt-nosed six-gill shark, but again, it was lower down, wow, kind of where you would expect to see them, not on the surface.
Not here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So have you been back out paddling since this happened?
No. I'm going to try. I mean, it's just weird. I guess because I was more in a little bit more deeper water. So maybe if I go out, it'll just be around where I can actually see things underneath me.
Right. Safe to say this has been the most kind of jarring discovery you've made while out paddling?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've seen some seals. I've seen, haven't seen whales, but, and then big fish too. Gorgeous purple starfish. Like, I've seen all that kind of stuff because I'm like 5 days a week, I'm always out in nature. But no, nothing like this. So it is a little bit like, oh, 3 meters? No, well, I don't want to see that again.
That makes a lot of sense. And we're very happy that you didn't fall off the board.
No, I just about did, though.
Well, Shannon, thanks for joining us and for telling us all about this encounter. Appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.